Let me begin by saying, for whatever this is worth, I don't like Alec Baldwin. I don't know Alec Baldwin. I don't care for his politics. I don't really lose any sleep. So I'm not a fan, is what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying now is not based on the fact that I think he's great and I love his ideology. No. And I don't want to go through what I think about his views. It doesn't really matter. It's a free country. You can think whatever he wants. I will tell you that he blocked me or banned me or prevented me, I guess, from Twitter. I never talked to him. He loathes me to such an extent that I'm blocked. Okay, fine. Look, it's a free country and I respect it. But what has happened to him recently, I have to say something about. Because when it comes to my middle name, it's fairness. Fairness. I don't care who you are. What's fair is fair. Justice is justice, irrespective of who you are and the cause. What am I talking about? Well, a couple of things here. First, you may have seen this. Alec Baldwin was in a coffee shop, I guess in New York. I think so. And he was just on the phone, apparently, when this pain in the ass provocateur, this ambush, I don't know, paparazzo, what would it be, paparazza, just started giving him a raft of you know what. And I thought to myself, you know, he doesn't deserve this, whether you like him or not. It doesn't really matter. But I want to go through this and I want to spend a little bit of time looking at the kind of his reaction and also the legal aspects of this, if there's any type of action that is available that he might be able to avail himself of. And just in general, why don't we just look at this and kind of dissect it? What do you say? Here he is doing something when this ambush provocateur shows up.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady?
I'll stop right now, right off the bat. Let me go on the record also as saying that I don't believe at all that Alec Baldwin should be and will be held civilly, well, civilly liable, yes, but criminally liable, absolutely not, for that tragic death on the set of Rust. He might enjoy some type of civil liability exposure by virtue of the fact that he's a producer, but when you're on a set and somebody basically comes up and hands you a weapon, an armorer, and you've hired them to secure it, just like, you know, Clint Eastwood would know or anybody else, I think you'd be hard pressed to say what he did that was negligent or criminally negligent. Again, as an overarching producer, yes, you know, you must take responsibility, but no. And isn't it also interesting how nobody in Hollywood seems to have come to his defense? If this were, you know, Ron Howard or somebody, I think you would have seen loads of people, or Scorsese, but nobody's come to help him. Maybe they don't particularly like him. I don't know. But in any event, this is, anyway, let us continue.
You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
Now, did you see the fellow walk by with the mask on and the gloves and the snout and the muzzle and the whole bit? I would think it would behoove a lot of folks, I think, in the business, in the hospitality business, to in essence, go and say, hey, you're trespassing now. You're bothering a patron. He's not bothering you. Please, you are violating our rules here. You're trespassing. Shut up and take it outside. Or leave, or words to that effect. That's what I would think.
Sorry. No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
Now, here he's trying to just get out of the way. He's had enough. He's not saying anything. He's putting his phone down. He's walking away.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time.
Now, the man with the muzzle and the and the mask and the gloves. He's maybe there were other conversations, but I think he should be a little bit more active without confronting people. Maybe he was scared. Maybe this woman came across as a nut. I have no idea. So her sanity would probably be best exemplified in behaviors other than this one. But
and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone. I swear. Just say Free Palestine one time. One time.
I like when he says, all right, get out. Now, this is interesting. By what authority does he have to tell her, get out of a public place? I'm just saying. It's almost like reverse kidnapping, false imprisonment. Just say, get out. I don't want you to enjoy the ability for you as an invitee. Apparently, you have not had that particular license revoked from any of the folks of this establishment. But he's basically telling this woman, get out and leave. I don't know if you can do that, but he's trying.
One time.
Call the police.
One time.
See, Alec, very good. Call the police. Why are you? Do something. Do something. I'm with Al on this one.
Fine, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal.
Now look at this guy. Now, I don't know if he was walking away or if he was going to call the police. I don't know what he was doing just now. But I think that he could have been a tad more, dare I say, involved. Then again, always be fair. He may say, I've had bad run-ins with crazy people on the street. And you know what? They don't pay me enough to throw my life in the middle of dealing with somebody. So, okay, you know, let's be fair.
Come on, Alec. Just say Free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. F*** Israel. F*** Zionism. Please say it.
Watch this.
One time.
Now, is this guy fast? This Al has got quite the left jab or hook or whatever that was. Did you see that one? Let's just watch. He's face. He comes out of nowhere on this one. Way to go, Al. Watch this, baby.
One time.
Now, let us talk about this. First, has Alec Baldwin committed a crime? Probably not under New York law, because if this wasn't assault, there was no injury or anything like that. That's kind of unique about the criminal code. Remember, civil is a different story. Civil is this animal that has this preponderance of the evidence standard where you can basically find anybody liable of virtually anything. If it's more likely than not. But other than what he did, I think Alec Baldwin is 100% correct. Now, the other issue is, do you think for a moment that this woman, I'm sorry, I think it's a woman. Alec, by the way, and I are from the 1958 Club. Born in 58. He and I and Madonna and Michael Jackson and Prince and Angela Bassett and a whole slew of folks were from the 1958 Club. Okay. Now, do you think this woman who was annoying him really was out to pursue and to explain and to promote the pro-Palestinian cause? No. Anti-Israeli cause? I think one could say by virtue of the expletives, which I had removed, but yes, I think so. What was the purpose of that? Does anybody think that somebody who was trying to engender folks who were trying to engender sympathy, appreciation, and identification with the Palestinian issue, do you think this is the best way to do it? No. She was a provocateur. This is ambush style. This is somebody who wanted to get online and that sort of thing. Alec Baldwin has had a history in the past, as you know, of various run-ins. We're not going to go through all this. So he has a bit of a temper. But I think he was provoked, even though that may not necessarily fall under any kind of legal defense, if there is any charge to be made here. You would think he would be a little bit kind of used to this, where he would say, ah, I've had this happen before. I'm a professional. I want to tell you one quick story, which happened. I know this for a fact. There was a famous actor, is a friend, but I'm not going to mention his name, but you would know it if I mentioned his name. He was at an event, and there was a young lady. They were leaving, and they were walking towards the car, and he said to her, listen, I see the paps out there, the paparazzi, and I want you to understand something. When we leave, I want you to look straight ahead. Do not stop. Do not look left. Do not right. Look right. And whatever they tell you, in fact, we'll continue to talk, but do not react. Do not cry. Do not wince. Do not point. Do not react, no matter what you hear. And she thought, oh my God, what am I going to hear? He said, you're going to hear something terrible. It's to get you either to cry, to yell, to get a reaction. They want either some kind of a Britney Spears reaction at the gas station that time, or a Sean Penn or something. Just remember. So they walked out of the restaurant, and she was hit with a torrent of some of the most vile, horrible, terrible stuff you could imagine, just to get her or the famous actor to respond. And they got into the car and they drove off, and she was visibly shaken, almost crying. He says, you see? He says, I go through this all the time. This is what they do. They do this to get that picture of me losing it, being upset, looking shocked, looking angry, doing something, that one frame that can be taken out of context. And sad to say, with legions of people like this on the street with phones, they become instant paps, and they're able to incur this kind of reaction. So it's reprehensible. It's absolutely horrible. Horrid. It's absolutely horrid. And it's something that I think should be decried. So Alec Baldwin, politically, I don't really care about that. But I think in this particular case, he acquitted himself well. And this goes to show you. And also, you got to ask yourself, who really would it be who would put her up to it? Do you think somebody just called her and said, hey, see what you can get? Do you think she said these things about Palestine and Zionism and Israel because she really believed it? Or because she thought that would be something that would enrage him? I don't know. All I know is that doesn't help any cause. All right, dear friends, thank you for watching. Having a great and glorious day. Don't ever change. I mean that sincerely. I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate your focus. I appreciate your following this, liking it, and doing all of those things you're supposed to do. And now it's time for you to comment with your thoughts. What do you think about this? How did Alec acquit himself? Comment as you see fit.